What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Daddy Gang, welcome to another episode of Call Her Daddy. It is Valentine's Day, you little fucking whores. And I promise you, if you are ugly crying in your bed right now, sobbing, snot is coming out, your dog is in the corner terrified, why is mommy having a fucking mental breakdown? Because he didn't call and he didn't text and my situationship didn't ask me if he wanted to go out with me so that I could fuck him on V-Day and I'm alone forever. It's fine, okay? It's completely fine. I despise this holiday because it's so fucking stupid. I don't know what's dumber, New Year's or Valentine's Day, you tell me. I guess I would say Valentine's Day just because New Year's, you know, you get off of work for Valentine's Day, you sit at your desk, you sob. Your boyfriend either A, didn't get you what you wanted, B, is a fucking fuckboy, or C, he got you everything you wanted and you just fucking hate him and you realize you don't want to be with him. If you are in love over there, keep it to your fucking self, okay? I'm not going to be talking about how in love I am with Matt today. My Valentine's Day gift to you is a story time about Valentine's Day from the vault. Now, something about telling old stories from my past time of when I was a degenerate and addicted to the toxic, I've seen a couple comments and, you know, some Brads and Chads, but what are the version of Brads and Chads for women? Like Angelas and Karens have been like whining in my comments like, Alex, like, why are you telling these stories? Like, Matt's going to be so insecure and he's going to be so upset that you're talking about sucking another man's dick and deep throating the life out of him. First of all, no. Honestly, yes to deep throating. No to Matt getting upset. Thank you for your concern. I do just want to let you know that Matt and I are thriving. And even if we weren't, why do you fucking care? You know what I mean? All you need to worry about anytime you tune in to Call Her Daddy is that I'm here to entertain you. So some weeks, yes, I may tell you about my wonderful, healthy relationship with my fiance, who I love truly so much. But other weeks, we also may take it back to life before Matt. And that's okay. That's like when people in relationships and want to pretend like, I don't want to hear about your past. And it's like, okay, insecure bitch. Like, why? And it's like, I don't want to hear. Don't tell me. La, 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 la. It's like, we can be mature. Matt knew he was marrying me and I was a psychopath. And he fell in love with me because of my storytelling ability, okay? Whether it's his dick or another, he said, sweetie, I want a house in Malibu. Get us that coin. Let's go. Anyways, I want to talk about some absolutely unhinged and insane just things that I did in the past. So Daddy Gang, buckle up because I'm about to tell you the worst Valentine's Day that I ever had in my entire life. Let's get into it. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. So it was Valentine's Day 2020. We're going back 4 years. And I was in the process of rekindling the flame with an ex-boyfriend. And by that first sentence alone, Daddy Gang, little teaching lesson here, you can probably already guess it's going downhill, okay? Because when has it ever been a good idea to get back with an ex? Period. Full stop. When has it ever been a good idea? Never. Especially when they cheated on you. But just in general, getting back with an ex, it's going to be a no for me, dog. You know what I mean? It's never going to work. I don't know anyone who has ever ended a relationship and gone back and it ended in a happy love story. Don't write in if it's happened to you. I really don't care, okay? The point is don't go back to an ex. But to top it all off, getting back together with an ex around Valentine's Day, that's just fucking mental. That's insane. But I was young and I was dumb and I was naive. And my ex and I at this point, so we started talking and I will say we were probably talking and having sex for like a few months at this point. And, you know, things were pretty decent, I will say, in my life. Like, I had, to give context, I had started Call Her Daddy around this time. So I was bringing just, like, a complete different energy to the relationship from the last time that we dated. Back in the day, most of the men that I was, you could say, dating, fucking, attracted to, seeking out, they always had more money than me. Was it strategic? For sure, yeah. Like, what do you want to say? Whatever. It's, that's on you to, like, you know, context clues here. But I was always dating men with more money, and they were usually more successful than me. So I felt like I always had to play by their rules a little bit, right? I went into this relationship with a different fucking attitude because I didn't need this motherfucker's money or status. I had my own fucking shit going on. Ladies, reminder, it's not about how much money you have, but it is about knowing you have your own fucking shit to the right. So if he swerves on the left, you're fucking good to go, okay? You're not left in the dust, left in the desert, crying your eyes out with nothing to your fucking name, okay? But I didn't know that at the time, so I did cry and cry my eyes out. Valentine's Day rolls around, and so naturally, he offers to fly me out to see him so that we can spend this very, very dumb romantic holiday together. And we were going to have a romantic weekend. And what made it even more romantic was the fact that we couldn't leave the house that he was renting. And no, Daddy Gang, I know you're probably thinking, damn, Alex, we never took you for a romance, gal. I can't believe it. You guys were just so into each other. You missed each other so much. You missed that embrace of each other, the comfort, the company of each other. You couldn't bear leave the bed, let alone leave the house, okay? You just wanted to fuck each other's brains out. I'm here to say that wasn't actually the case at all. That's not why we didn't leave the home, Daddy Gang. It was as if I was on house arrest, more like. I couldn't leave the house and be out in public with him because the real reason was the New York Post, Times, the Times would never report on that. The New York Times wrote an article. The New York Times wrote an article. No, the New York Post, page 6, had recently leaked that we were seen together at some party making out, potentially. And again, this breakup was so fucking nasty, you guys. So bad that our families were dead set against us never seeing each other again, okay? They despised each other. So we didn't want this little Valentine's Day trip to get out. I don't think there's a bigger red flag than hiding a relationship from your friends and your family. It's definitely a thrill. Oh, we love the thrill of it. But that's a red flag, Daddy Gang. So I get onto the plane and I arrive at the home that he rented for the two of us. And I got there with a plan. I really wanted to spice things up sexually and really, I wanted to shock this man, okay? Because by the end of our relationship, we had really gotten complacent, and I wanted to start this new chapter off with a bang. I really wanted to remind him what I was capable of. So, it's Valentine's Day night. We aren't leaving the house. He has roses and candles and balloons delivered. He has a chef come cook us dinner. The vibes were flowing. Now, this ex of mine was a stoner. And at the time, since we had broken up, my tolerance had fucking dipped. Like, I take one hit of a bong, I'm gonna be fucking litty titty out of my mind. Big Al could not hang like she used to. So after dinner, he takes a bong rip and he takes multiple massive hits and he hands me the bong and I join right in. And pretty soon after we smoke, I'm straddling him on top of the couch. We are aggressively making out. It's like that feeling, you know, when you just like cannot get enough of each other. Like everyone doesn't want us to be together. This is so hot. Bonnie and Clyde, we're on the run. Ooh, we're not on the run. We actually can't leave the house. I knew it was time to finally initiate my surprise. In my suitcase, I had brought with me the hottest red lingerie outfit that I could find online. I ordered it, and my plan was to slip away to the bathroom, put on this lingerie, come back, have his jaw hit the floor, and then have the most incredible passionate sex ever. So I'm straddling him. I push him down, and I say, "Don't move. I'll be right back. I have a surprise for you." The moment I walked into the bathroom, it hit me. I was so fucking high out of my mind. Now, Daddy Gang, When selecting this particular lingerie outfit, in my head, when I was scrolling online, I imagined that the 15-piece set would really be spectacular, okay? I'm like, the intricacy of this is, it's Victoria's Secret adjacent plus dominatrix. You know what I mean? Like, it's giving everything. The fact that I thought all 50, I am not fucking exaggerating, 50 clasps that needed to be hooked together. The fact that I thought I could do this fucking high, God bless, I'm so fucking confident. But now I've been in the bathroom for actually 15 minutes and I'm starting to get really insecure. Is this the stupidest fucking idea ever? Like, is this lingerie even hot? Do I smell like BO right now? And I am not kidding you, Daddy Gang, I get to the point of tears. But then by some miracle, I get the 50th clasp closed and I'm like, thank fucking God, let's fucking go. I rush out of the bathroom, huffing and puffing, sweating, like, here I am! To return to only see that I had left this man on the couch, just reminder, with a hard-on, and when I made my way through the doorway and I enter the room, I can see this man had completely dozed off. You know, when you try to pretend like, I wasn't asleep, I'm fine, I'm right here. I woke him from his slumber. So I'm standing in the living room, fully dressed in this lingerie. But his face isn't, I will say, giving like the reaction I'm looking for because he's high and he was just asleep. And I can tell he's trying to get back in the mood. He's trying to get back in the vibe. So I pick up his hands and I place them on my body so I feel wanted. You know what I mean? I'm like, if he won't touch me, because he's literally like this, like limp. And I'm like taking his hands, I'm putting them on my body. Like I will do anything to, I'm going to make a move on my fucking self. Then I decided the only way to ramp it up is to get some momentum. And so I try to get some velocity. Like we gotta wake up. Here we go. And I try to switch positions with this man to get his blood honestly pumping, to really get his heart rate back up. And we flip and we smash heads and it's game over. Like there is nothing worse when you clonk heads and or any type of like awkward thing happens during sex and we both basically are just like, it's done. It's done. Let's go to bed. All I'm thinking about is just getting this fucking lingerie off. So I go into the bathroom and I remove all 15 fucking pieces. I walk back out into the living room and this man is fully asleep. I couldn't be more awake. Okay. Absolute pure humiliation, frustration, emotional exhaustion. And I was just, it was just all flowing through my fucking veins. And it's like 10 o'clock at night. Okay. There's not a chance I'm falling asleep anytime soon. And I'm scrolling aimlessly through my DMs on Instagram. And remember, this at this point, Call Her Daddy was alive and thriving. So my DMs were pretty lit. I had all of you, all the daddy gang up in my DMs. And as I am scrolling through the DMs, I come across a profile picture that I am a little familiar with because this ex of mine, as many of them did, he hit balls by day. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, spun webs of lies by night. Okay. Cheating on me was this man's kryptonite. So I didn't trust him in the past, right? I was in the know. Back when we were dating, if he was following a girl on Instagram, I was aware. I knew everything about her. And me having a photographic memory, being so fucking genius, I had every single girl basically that he followed, all their profile pictures committed to memory, you know? Kind of. Yeah, I did. Or I screenshotted all of them and I had an entire album about it. It's fine, whatever. Anyways, I recognize this girl's picture as someone that my ex has followed and I decide to open her message because I'm like, why is a girl that he follows messaging me? I'm about to read you this DM word for word by this woman. Where's my phone? Let's just call my ex Tom. Hi, it looks like you're at Tom's place in California. I know because I was there last week visiting him, hooking up with him in his weird Christian Grey bedroom. Maybe you're okay with him sleeping with other people, but he made it very clear to me that he wanted nothing to do with you. So he's at least being dishonest to me. I'm not telling you this to upset you, but just so you are aware. She follows up and says, I'm also very mortified because we were making fun of all the odd naked photos in this house he was renting. And he told me that he wanted one of me. So I sent him a fucking framed one, jokingly for Valentine's Day, that just got delivered there today. While you're there, perfect timing, LOL. So if he hasn't already picked it up, can you please just dispose of the package? This is so embarrassing. Imagine me sitting on the couch and we're like, what the fuck? And I'm staring at his fat head sleeping like, what the fuck is going on? Okay, holy fucking shit. What a fucking nightcap to this already horrific fucking Valentine's Day. So I read this girl's DM and I know immediately, oh, I fucking love this bitch. Okay, we're ride or dies already. Okay, she's talking about being embarrassed in her DMs to me. Sweetie, don't worry. I got you covered. Okay, you can't be more embarrassed than me. Okay, I'm sure actually at this point he would actually fucking get hard to the sight of your nude. Meanwhile, I just played with a soft little chubby for an hour. No, but honestly, it made me feel a lot better. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, oh, we should be fucking friends. So I respond to her and I say this. I say, no, do not be embarrassed. Sorry, I'm just seeing this now, heart. We know we are both seeing other people. You have nothing to be embarrassed about at all. I'm sure he got the pic and loved it. Fire emoji. She then responds and says, thanks for being so cool about this. I'm still fuming. Tom and I matched on Raya last summer, and we have been talking and hooking up ever since. I called him out on maybe still talking to you before, and he made me feel crazy for even bringing you up. And he said he literally wanted nothing to do with you and was, quote, disgusted by you. So, I'm just happy my intuition is at least validated. I literally matched the staircase. This is how crazy fucking girls are. I love us. I literally matched the staircase from your story to the pics of the house that he rented for spring training that he sent me. Ugh, I'm sorry to drag you into this, and good for you for being open with him, I guess, but I was V into him and wanted to be in a relationship with him, so thank God I'm finding out he's a douche now and not down the line, wasting more of my time. I'm sure you're a great girl, it just sucks Tom thinks he can outsmart us, winky face. His dick is good, but like not that good to where he thinks he can have both of us on his roster. I'm like, babe, the dick didn't even get fucking hard, okay? After reading this girl's message, I was moved. You know, if I were in her position, I would do literally anything to make sure this man did not have a fucking framed picture of my naked body after just absolutely realizing he was gaslighting me and lying straight to my face. He has no right to have the possession of that photo. He doesn't deserve this shit. And you know what? I was a little incentivized. You know what I mean? Because fuck him for calling me disgusting. I sit there twiddling my thumbs and I'm like, what if he hadn't gone through his mail today and opened the nude yet? What if this woman's nude was sitting 10 feet away from me, untouched? And if that is the case, I realize this situation in so many ways could not be better for me. Number one, I realize I'm not alone in my embarrassment tonight. Shout out to my girl. We're in this together. Number two, I could be a hero tonight. I could really turn things around, and I could put this woman out of her misery by destroying the photo evidence of her naked body that was sent under the pretense that he was a respectful and deserving man, and under the guise that Alex Cooper was in no way, shape, or form involved in his life. Wish I wasn't, buddy, but I was fucking back, okay? Number three, this is without a doubt the most beautifully convenient way to deflect from my lingerie fail and to turn the tables on this man. He will be the one who is insecure. He will be the one pleading for forgiveness in the morning. He's gonna wake up, hopefully, to me gone, she gone, no nude, and a fuck ton of pissed off messages from this girl in my DMs. So I say, okay, strap up your boots, let's fucking go. I walk into the kitchen to where he has a pile of mail and packages sitting, and I begin to piece through them one by one, praying to fucking God I can find this package. And I remember I pull out, it's like a thick, one of those like thick white manila envelopes. And I find the package and it has her name on the return address. I open it because she gave me permission. I take out the framed photo. I quickly flip it on its back. You know, I want to be respectful. I don't want to see any nudes. How does this always fucking happen to me? How do I find myself in situations where I'm constantly having to dodge other women's nudes? Like, does this happen to any of you guys constantly? Let me know. Anyways, nudes find me. So I take her photo out of the frame and I rip it to fucking shreds and I dispose of the evidence. Girl, I got you, bitch. Okay? You're safe with Papa. Don't worry. And then petty Alex enters the chat. No man will be suffocated within my labia and also say I'm disgusting to another woman. I fucking dare you, bitch. So I stare down at the empty frame. And I take a post-it note that's on his kitchen counter and I take a pen and I write on this little post-it note, Happy V-Day, love Alex and the girl's name. Let's say her name is fucking Tiffany, okay? Heart, Happy V-Day, love Alex and Tiffany. I put the post-it note in the frame. I put the frame back in the package. I toss it on the fucking counter. I grab my suitcase and my 15 fucking piece set of lingerie. And I realize it's time to go. And maybe he'll wake up in the morning. Maybe he will wake up and be like, was it all a dream? Like, did that actually happen? No, it didn't. You never saw me struggle. You never saw me in lingerie. You never saw me, okay? So I call an Uber and I head to the fucking Four Seasons where I book myself a hotel for the night. I deserved it, okay? My dignity couldn't handle anything below 5 fucking stars. I put my paycheck down. I said, get me the nicest fucking room. And so I ended my Valentine's Day in a hotel room, alone, with a bottle of wine, a pizza, and my vibrator. So, Daddy Gang, if that is you right now, alone with a pizza, some wine, maybe some booze, a vibrator, some weed, let me just say, at least you didn't have to go through the journey that I did to realize that sometimes there is no better company than yourself. Something I also just want to put out for all my girls out there is like the amount of effort we sometimes go for men. They are so fucking lucky and it makes me so sad for my younger self even thinking of myself like sitting and panicking in that bathroom like, oh my God, like I can't see him, like let him know that I'm struggling. Like I want it to be this grand reveal. The fact that I was even insecure at all with this man, like I knew he wasn't the right guy. If roles were reversed and this ever fucking happened with Matt, I would come out cracking up being like, babe, you need to help me. I can't get this fucking thing on. We would laugh about it. He would make me be like, oh my God, take it off. I don't even want it on you. Let's fuck. Like you look so fucking hot. Like there's just a difference of like men, you should never feel fucking insecure with men, especially when you're fucking trying to do something for them that's gonna like spice it up and you're trying to be fun. Like it's all good intentioned. Why did I even feel insecure around this man? Yeah, that was the first fucking step as to like, he wasn't the one. Or maybe the fact that he had cheated on me multiple times. But like, you know what I mean? Never let a man make you feel insecure, okay? We are the superior ones. So, Daddy Gang, pour yourself a glass of wine. Who's at the door? I think we have a special guest. One second.
Who could it be? Harry!
Holy shit.
I'm so happy you just randomly came over. What were you doing over here?
I just, you know what? I'm part of the Unwell Network now. So I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to come over whenever the fuck I want.
Harry, we're only supposed to see each other once a year for our podcast together on Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, the thing is you signed me now. So here I am, bitch. Let's go. Happy Valentine's Day.
Guys, this was supposed to be a solo episode, but how can we deny when Harry Jossie shows up with pizza and sparkly pants?
Yeah, how cool are these?
It's so cool. Wait, why is everyone wearing these jewelries now? What is that?
I don't know. I bought one for
how
Riley.
How much is that?
These were a lot. Okay. But I bought one for Riley, but I picked this one out first. I'm like, oh, this could be kind of nice for her.
Wait, let's tell the story of you getting me a gift and Matt.
Oh, do you want to tell?
We haven't even told that story yet.
No, I don't even know if I was allowed to post it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay, so you guys, I'm doing Pilates at my house for like one time every year, and I'm on the Pilates reformer, and I get a text from Harry right when we signed in for the Unwell Network, and Harry's like, "I have a gift for you and Matt. Can I come over?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm in the middle of working out," and he's like, "Oh my god, I didn't know you worked out." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm trying. The wedding's coming up." So then Harry's like, "Okay, I'll just come by. Like, don't worry. Like, you don't even need to see me." And I'm like, "I'll see you, Harry. What's going on?" Harry rolls up in his obnoxious Lambo.
She thought I was dropping off candles.
I thought it was gonna be like candles or like, I don't know, like something just like little to be like, "Thanks for signing me, like great relationship, can't wait to do business together." Now you take it from there.
So I bought these two matching Louis Vuitton like travel bags because I thought these would be really nice. Okay, but I did start at a Birkin and then it was like 50 grand, and I'm like, why? I was like, I don't even know if you like those.
You guys, we need to post the photo right now. He rolls up in his orange Lambo and he pops the trunk, and I'm with my friend Kazzy, and Kazzy's like, "What the fuck? This is what happens when you sign talent." She did.
She's like, "I'll take them."
Because I was like, "Harry, what are you doing?" I literally was like, "Harry, Matt and I are trying to like advise you, like save your money.
No, spend it all. Spend 110% of what you make."
We literally sign Harry, and the next day he buys two LV bags.
That's my signing bonus.
And he got them engraved and everything, and it literally, your signing bonus, you just gave it right back to me. So we'll post the picture, but it was so cute. Aww. So thank you for
the
gift.
Does he even like it? He hates it.
No, he loves it.
You like
it. But I actually used his black one to travel to London.
You did?
Because I think like the black one is like sleeker.
No,
if
cheap.
I want to be like, if I want to be showy, then I'll do like the classic brown.
Okay, I'll go get you another one. No, no. Sweet. Thanks, guys.
So thank you for the gift.
No, thank you for the career-saving opportunity.
Wait, did you read the comments today? How are people reacting?
Well, there was one girl. No. There was this one bitch. Was her name Angie? Fucking Angie. Like 10 comments every 30 seconds. Something different. Something about hating me or whatever else.
And then now I'm seeing some girls in the comments being like, "I don't know if we can like support Harry." I'm like, "No, I do."
Yeah.
Like, no, what? I do.
Yeah, you guys don't know anything.
No, and you don't need to. You don't have a network. And if you do, you didn't sign him. I signed him. It's my network. I want Harry on the network.
She's the boss.
So fuck off.
Fuck you, Angie. Angie, I'll give you charity cock. It's Valentine's Day, Angie. Fuck it. DM me.
Okay, so Harry, that is why you're here. Okay. We are here to help the daddy gang.
Yes.
Everyone that's in a healthy, happy relationship, you're not the focus
fuck
today.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck
what?
Me. Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah, you.
But that's the point. I don't need to be like coddled today. We need to help the people that are single feeling like a tiny bit down today.
Yeah, that's me.
You're single. Talk to me about what you're going to be doing this Valentine's Day.
So Valentine's Day, I'm just going to be playing with myself a lot. And I think, daddy gang, if you have a rose toy, run yourself a nice little bath. Put that leg up, get that little, like, was it shower head? Get in there, and, like, give yourself a massage. Like, I think that's the best way to go. Buy yourself chocolate. Like, fuck it. I'm going to be hanging out with my dog. I'm going to be having a great day eating chocolate. He's not allowed it because he'll die.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, look, fuck everyone in a relationship. Yeah. They suck. Today is singles day.
If you are single right now and you're annoyed that you couldn't find a good boy.
Yeah.
Harry is your boy.
Well.
Boyfriend material.
I'm for everyone.
No. You're literally for everyone.
Well, I am now. Yeah.
Okay, so you're basically saying to the girls, masturbate, have a good time, who gives a fuck? If anything, he couldn't even do it as better as you can do it yourself.
Exactly. That's the thing. I've actually been watching a lot of YouTube videos on that.
Oh, wait, what? Wait. OnlyFans or YouTube videos?
No, YouTube videos.
On.
Because there's like this sex expert. I was like, I'm curious because now I got to be talking about for my ladies.
Yeah.
So I should probably know a lot more.
Uh-huh.
And this lady was talking about like, you know, going down on a girl and like being a little bit more attentive. I was like, yeah, you know what? Girls actually aren't coming.
I love that you're watching YouTube videos instead of porn. This is good, Harry. This means that
I'm
you're
leveling
like,
up.
You're leveling up. You're it leveling away from like the like toxic masculinity of just and you're
vagina.
Actually focusing on like the delicate flower of the clit.
Oh, little bean. Little hooded bean.
Wait, you know what's so funny is today I was reminiscing since we did just sign you. I was like looking through all of our old things. Are you still eating ass?
I was trying to do that for a little bit. Like, I just thought it was a good branding play. But then I was like, this is really gross. Because daddy gang, there was a few nights where I got a little bit drunk. And I'm like, you know, Jay Alvarez has a sex tape with like the oil. And I'm like, the branding was like really nice. I'm like, you know what? I want to have some branding like that. Where everyone's like.
Everyone knows you as the ass eater?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? This guy sucked my toes and eat my ass and then left. So I did it two nights. After a couple big nights out. And then this one night was with this famous girl and went home. I ate her ass. I'm like Robin Hood.
Harry, you know what just reminded me? Daddy gang, do you remember last episode when I asked you who was the most famous person you had fucked?
That went nuts.
Harry, I had multiple celebrities call me saying, I will exchange tea for you. I will tell you something about this person. Really? If you tell me who the fuck Harry Jowsey fucked.
I'll fuck them.
I'm like, why don't you actually just fuck him and he'll tell you.
Come over.
Dude, it was so crazy. Everyone wanted to know.
Yeah, I was getting like hounded. People thought it was.
I think it's better that we never tell anyone.
Yeah.
Whose ass were you eating?
No, I can't say that.
Well, tell it to me and then I'll bleep it.
No, really? You promise?
What did I do last time?
Okay.
What?
No one knows that. Only two people on the planet know that. Only two people on the planet know that. I know. I will get so in trouble.
This is.
I should have told you this last.
This is more insane than the last fucking episode.
And it was so bad. Well, no, it wasn't bad. It was great. But like, I just don't know what.
How many times have you hooked up with her?
Never. That I just ate her ass and disappeared. Like Batman.
If people heard that name.
I know.
And I didn't bleep it.
I know.
And I want to be very. Daddy Gang, I'm making eye contact with the camera. I am not exaggerating. That name is crazier than the name you first gave me when we had the other podcast.
I don't know why I was so drunk and I thought it was a good idea. I should.
I'm surprised she hooked up with you.
What? No, are you serious?
No, I feel like you're.
Whoa! What? I'm a catch. Look at my bracelets. I got an orange car. Look at my sparkly pants. You wouldn't let this eat your ass? Come on.
Harry, I just feel like you guys are so
I don't know how it happened. It was a funny night.
I feel like you're not like a dissimilar vibe to each other.
No, at all.
Okay, so we're going to read some Daddy Gang questions.
Please.
Actually, they're not questions. They're stories. Okay?
Oh, fuck.
And these people are kind of writing in their horror stories from Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. Oh, you got the Hot Mess merch on?
Yeah, it's cute, right?
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Shout out Earl.
Shout out Earl. Gang Gang. Network. Okay. You're going to read one of these. It's basically a horror story to make all of our girls that are sitting at home wanking it alone to feel better.
Wanking it is
this
crazy.
This didn't happen to you. Yeah. So be grateful you're like snuggled up under your comforter watching Sex in the City.
Play that little human banjo.
Oh.
Strum that little guitar. Come on. Flick that bean. Let's go.
Read this.
Okay. Oh, God. I have to read?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd been seeing this guy for about a month and I was really into him. The sex was absolutely fire. He was so fucking hot and I was essentially just hoping and praying that one day we would actually date. So when I got the text from him on Valentine's Day asking to hang out, I was super surprised. I had no idea this guy felt the same about me. So naturally, I went out and I bought a new outfit, got my nails done, got a blowout, and texted just about everyone I knew to tell them I was about to have the Valentine's Day of my dreams. On Valentine's Day, he drove to my house to pick me up and there I was, sitting in the passenger seat, absolutely feeling myself. Oh. After years of horrible Valentine's days alone, it was finally my turn to have my romantic moment. He then proceeded to pull into a shopping center parking lot, which I thought was weird because there weren't any nice restaurants there. This man parks the car, leans over, looks me in the eyes and says he has chlamydia and I should get tested. There was no date planned and he had no intention of hanging out with me. He just wanted to tell me in person that I probably had an STD and he gave it to me. Really glad I got a blowout for this. Happy fucking Valentine's Day.
Daddy Gang.
Wow.
That is so fucking sad.
That sucks.
The positive, a gentleman. To say it in person. But would you want to be told you have an STD in person? I think no, actually.
There's an anonymous text.
Yeah, just a text.
Just do that.
Just text. What do we think about this girl? What do we think?
Look, honestly, at least you got a blowout. And you both got chlamydia. You may as well just fuck.
So true.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said in the car. All right, well, we got it at least. Let's go.
Yeah, let's just give me what else.
I'm really sorry about the chlamydia thing, but again, like I've always said, like, take a pill.
Yeah, it's a few pills.
It's a quick little
thing. You piss it off.
It's like a cold. It's
yeah.
It's actually better than the cold.
It's a fanny cold. A little fanny cold.
A fanny cold?
But he did it in person, so that's great.
I just don't Marry know, though. Man. I think that there's so many things I would want to hear in person. A breakup you should do in person. STD, just text me.
Just text me. Because
I don't need to look at you right now.
Text me and block my number.
Boom.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, are you ready for this? So it's Valentine's Day and I'm hooking up with my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, yeah.
The relationship. I have a feeling I'm going to read this whole thing and every line here is going to be like, oh.
Give it to me.
Okay, so it's
okay.
Okay. Okay, so it's Valentine's Day. I'm hooking up with my boyfriend at the time. The relationship wasn't great. You know, the classic college toxic. Yeah. But so far, our Valentine's Day was smooth sailing. We went out for a date and came back to hook up and have sex. Well, as he's fingering me, yes. he pulls out something out of my vagina. We both freak out. And then we realize what it is. He fucking pulled a used condom out of me.
Oh, I've heard about this.
I'm sure you could imagine his surprise because the two of us didn't even use condoms. Well, I forgot to mention I had drunkenly hooked up and cheated on my boyfriend a few days earlier with some guy I met at a frat party. I guess the condoms have gotten lost inside of me, and in my drunken state, I had no idea. So now here I am on Valentine's Day getting caught cheating and now also realizing I need to visit the doctor for a yeast infection. Karma's a bitch, right?
That happened to my friend. That's crazy.
Wait, really? They got caught cheating with a condom?
Yeah, no.
How what an oxymoron, no, right? That's crazy. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I was like, is that my friend who texted it?
No.
No, like this girl was engaged to this guy, and one of my friends was hooking up with her, and he's like, what the fuck is that smell? Like, what is going on?
No.
And apparently there was like a condom in there that had been in there for like a week, just like brewing.
And he's like, I don't use condoms.
Yeah, but I'm also like, how does it fall off? Like,
you know, this is the problem.
You just like,
the concept is so pure, like cheat with a condom.
Yeah.
Right? Okay,
that's so nice.
Like, it's so pure. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to give my boyfriend an STD.
Yeah,
so it's
so
like,
smart.
You're being so loving it's and generous. Thoughtful. It's thoughtful. Yeah,
that's actually selfless. Yeah.
Like enjoy really it nice. A little less.
Yeah.
Just to really protect your partner.
Yeah.
But the issue is, how dare you be dumb enough to let it slip and slide inside?
Yeah, but why are you not fishing it out? Like, can you not feel it?
I would feel that.
So
I also just, my question is, are you that fucked up? Like, how do you not know? Like, where did the condom go?
Yeah, you know,
where's little Willy?
Yeah, what's going on? Why are you barebacking? But how did he not go? Like, hey, you might just want to, can I just, yeah, I can open that up and just see where my children went? Because that would also be like a thought. Like, I just spunked in that fucking rubber. And now it's swimming around in your guts. Like, are my kids just like all on a mission, like working together? We got to get to the egg. Is that what is going on? That would fucking throw me off. I've never been that drunk where I'm like, where did this go to?
Harry.
Hello.
Harry. Again, Daddy Gang, this is a perfect example as to why you should be so fucking happy you're home.
Oh.
You're not having to deal with a condom and a yeast infection. I love how I'm like, you don't have to deal with condoms.
Yeah.
If you're single, there's no condom in your life, okay? Well, you can raw dog yourself with your fingers or your dildo.
Yeah, spread that shit.
Okay, you're gonna read this one.
Oh, for fuck.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
I wanna hear your opinion.
This is my Valentine's Day horror story. It began when I received a random DM on Instagram from a girl I did not follow and was not friends with. God, it said, hey, girly. Which is always, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag. It's scary.
So I already had a pit in my stomach. I checked and I couldn't find a single mutual friend with this girl. And for context, I'm not the type of person to have randoms sliding up in my DMs. So I respond with, hey, do we know each other? To which she replies, through your boyfriend, duh. But I thought I would reach out myself to see how we vibe. I was so confused. How does she know my boyfriend? Is he cheating on me? If he's cheating on me, why does this girl want to know if we, as in me and her, vibe?
Right.
Well, after some desperate messages back and forth, I came to a realization that my boyfriend at the time was on Tinder and was supposedly looking for other girls to have a threesome with on Valentine's Day, which I never agreed to. We actually never even discussed having one, but it gets better. In order to lure in the women, he would show them my nudes. What? When I confronted him about it, he had, of course, already deleted the app and all of the messages. So my Valentine's Day ended up with me breaking up with my boyfriend and realizing my nudes had been sent around Tinder to God knows who. Traumatizing, to say the least. Sue him.
No, literally sue
that. That's revenge porn.
That is full revenge porn. Sue that motherfucker. However, what I will say is, obviously, you take bomb fucking nudes. The fact that the girl's like, will we vibe? Like, the
that's
ladies
crazy.
Are into you. Dude, what a fucking
wait,
psycho.
Wait, how did she find her Instagram? Is it linked on the Tinder page? There's so many questions. I would sue him and fuck that girl.
We fuck that girl?
Yeah, just fuck her.
Oh, you mean fuck her, like, sexually?
Yeah, if you guys want to vibe.
I thought you meant like fuck her, like fuck you.
No.
Fuck her. That's what I was saying. Like, why don't you go fuck? This is what you should do. Fuck her.
Get a double-ended dildo. Uh-huh. Valentine's Day.
Quickly FaceTime him. Look what you're missing out on, yeah. You little fucking pussy. Yeah. And bitch call. Ass. Become a lesbian.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck men.
Fuck men.
Well.
Except for Harry, boyfriend material. Yeah.
And Matt.
Oh, yeah. And Matt. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, that is so fucked up. Imagine the day that you have to open your phone.
Yeah.
There is nothing worse. That, I mean, I told the story earlier when I got a DM from a girl. Like, you just know as a woman, like, something's off.
I'm actually thinking.
Okay.
I've had a thought.
Okay, love when you think.
So maybe he was cheating on her, and that's like a way to break the barrier. Because like, they see my Instagram, they see I've got a girlfriend.
Genius.
But if I'm like, I'm having a threesome. Come over, let me give it a test run, and then I'll see if that fanny is good enough for my girl's
clunch. Is this what we're calling vaginas now? Fannies?
You don't call that?
Does anyone in this room call you vagina call it a fanny?
Oh, my mom does.
Your mom? Harry!
Yeah, when we're growing up.
It's a fanny. I guess fanny. It does, when you say it in your accent, that's it sounds fun. Better. Say it in an American accent.
Fanny. Sounds like a wasp.
Give me your fanny.
Give me your fanny. Yeah, okay, this
that's
gross.
Not hot.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay it my way. What about clunge or minge?
What?
Clunge.
A clunge is a vagina?
Yeah, or minge.
Minge?
Okay, because obviously it's Valentine's Day. I want to have Valentine's Day story. I only had like a good one, and that was last year. Whatever. Whatever. We don't like her.
Okay.
Anyway, when I was in high school, there was this girl, Stella.
Stella.
And we were all in scuba class together. And she...
Is that a thing in Australia?
Where I went to school.
Rich bitch? No. Scuba?
Scuba, yeah. We live on the water. What are we going to do?
Oh, okay.
We're going to study the coral. Anyway, Stella was dating Ricardo. I had a big crush on Stella. He ends up leaving school. I become scuba captain. She becomes scuba vice captain. And I'd always be jealous because she would be at the back of the bus giving Ricardo little jerkies. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be tugged on the way for a scuba trip. And then anyway, we went scuba diving. We tried to have sex under the water, which was like weird because... I'm like, I'm going to be a freaky boy. Like, I want to say I fucked underwater, but like, we're in a wetsuit. And like, it was just weird. And like,
you cut a little hole.
Well, it's just hard to talk because like, you got like a big gas tank. And I'm like, trying to like, she's like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to get. Anyway.
And did she ever fuck you?
Yeah, so many times.
Oh, okay.
We ended up dating, but.
She's not underwater.
No.
You were the scuba captain?
Yeah.
What did that kind of job entail?
I just, you know, getting everyone excited about scuba. Yeah.
Picturing you on the beach?
Yeah.
Were you good at swimming?
No.
I can't really picture you swimming.
No, I was good at swimming. Okay. Like, I got like, what, like fifth in my school?
Oh. Fifth in what?
Out
scuba?
Of six. No, out of swimming.
Oh, you swim?
Yeah.
Because by the time you just stretch out your arms, Harry, yeah, you're at the other end of the fucking pool. You're so tall. But I feel like you would sink.
Yeah, no, I'm the worst.
Do you have pictures of yourself in your scuba gear?
No.
Why?
Yeah. Why would I have?
I'm going to call your mom.
No.
Where are pictures of Harry in scuba class? No. You don't think your high school has them?
Yeah, they do.
Someone there's took a picture of you in a wetsuit.
Yeah,
I'm going to find
there's
it.
No, please
and we're going to put it on this.
It's so embarrassing. It's an embarrassing story already.
What if we just crop your head in the scuba outfit?
I look scuba. Like, it's just silly. Like, everyone was calling me Scuba Steve.
We'll just Photoshop it. Yeah. Scuba Steve?
People were calling me that at school. I used to get bullied about it.
Wait, why?
Because let's talk. Who does scuba?
No, Harry, let's talk. You got bullied.
Yeah, but...
Scuba boy.
Yeah, no.
Wait, people...
No, that's...
Does this all trigger you?
Yeah.
Wait, why would they make fun of you?
Because who does scuba? All the other guys are like doing track and like playing
surfing.
Rugby and surfing and doing like
and
cool
Harry's
stuff.
And Harry's like...
Yeah, I'm like, guys, you want to come like diving? This coral. Like, oh my God. You want to see Nemo?
You know what? Honestly, it's a great... fucking story, and I love that you are scuba boy.
Yeah, shout out Stella and a little scuba puss.
Where do you think she is?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. This is the next story. Daddy gang, are you ready?
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go.
This is the story of when I found out my boyfriend was an absolute weirdo on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
For context, I was already on the verge of breaking up with him because he had a little shrimp dick.
Oh.
And I like to think long-term, and a long-term relationship with a little baby shrimp is just not cutting
stuff.
It. Unless he knows how to really use it, I think.
Yeah.
We don't want to discriminate.
I've always heard it's not the size of the needle, it's the pace of the sewing machine. Does that make sense? Have you seen a sewing machine?
No, no, no.
You put the pedal all the way down.
Yeah, I see. I see where you're going with that. Anyways.
Shrimpy.
Okay, so it's Valentine's Day. Yeah. I put my lingerie on under my dress. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
He makes me come pick him up. Ugh. Yeah. We go to dinner somewhere that I picked. Ew. And then I have to head over to his house. Now, I'm a freak, okay? I like to have fun, and we never, ever have an issue with sex or anything like that. So we get back to his house, and I start sucking his baby shrimp, and this motherfucker pulls out his phone. But I'm like, I'm a freak, okay? That's fine. Take all the videos that you want. I know I look fabulous giving the gluck gluck. Well, he wasn't taking a video. He was watching one. I heard another fucking girl moaning, and I legit almost bit off his dick out of pure shock. I popped up, I grabbed his phone, and I looked to see what he was watching. Now, I thought it was going to be just some random porn video, which, again, not great, but I can work with it. Like, yeah. Let's watch porn together.
Let's do that.
It was a video of him having sex with his ex-girlfriend. Are you fucking kidding?
Are you serious? Anything,
I just want to be clear. These are real fucking stories that you guys wrote into.
That's
me, okay?
Crazy.
I didn't make a scene like a gracious queen. I got dressed. I packed my shit, took my flowers, my spa gift card, and my dignity. I completely went ghost, and I've never talked to him since. Okay.
What?
Put yourself in her shoes. You are eating a girl out.
Yeah, my favorite. Take me back.
How long has it been?
Like 2 days. I love it. It's so nice. And this girl, she's just got such a nice fanny.
Oh, thank you.
It's so lovely.
The fanny club. Fanny club.
Yes.
So, yeah, instead of your roster, that's what you should call it, my fanny club.
No, that's, yeah, I'll get them all shirts.
No, that's cute.
Yeah.
Gift bags.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine you're eating a girl out. You're putting in your work. You're doing exactly what you know you're great at. Then you hear a noise. You look up. She's watching a video. You think she's watching porn. You're okay with it. And it's a video of her ex eating her out. What do you do?
I would go in the kitchen.
Okay.
I would get a nice big bucket of ice and water, and I would just fucking pour it on her, because I'm like, obviously, you need a fucking wake-up call. This is crazy. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Ice bucket challenge.
Dude, you're right.
But I would just be like, hey.
Hello.
Muchacho, what is going on here?
Well, you have to get up and leave.
Well, I would
you
ask
can never
a question.
Return.
Like, what is...
What is going on here?
Yeah, you miss him.
You miss him, and I'm down here doing the dirty work?
Yeah, like, I'm eating your asshole on the 4th of July. It's crazy. What's happening? Like, let's...
The 4th
Let's
of
call
July.
Your mother, and you got some questions. Let's go to therapy. I would be so confused, but I would honestly get up, and I would just be like...
You leave.
Yeah.
It's so insulting.
Would you message the ex?
You dirty psychopath. Look at the eyes. You looked at me like question mark.
Would you?
Oh my God. Interesting.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I guess this is what I would do. I would message them depending on the level of petty that I felt towards them. If you guys had been talking for a long time, or I guess this girl in this case, it's her fucking boyfriend.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day with your boyfriend, I would literally, ooh. But then I don't want to give him the satisfaction. Like, then the ex would probably be happy that he's thinking of her.
Oh yeah, that's tough. Fuck his best friend.
It's the only option.
Yeah.
Right? Take a video of it and then send it to him.
The balls
guy. No, fuck his best friend. Take a video of it. Next time he's fucking you, your boyfriend, start playing the video of you and the best friend. Holy shit. And you know,
do that.
It just sucks because in the moment you can't have the wherewithal to actually think that far. So if this ever happens to anyone again, because clearly this is such a common thing. If your boyfriend is watching video of him fucking his ex.
Yeah.
You are going to stay calm. You're going to finish the job, if anything. Yeah. Oh. You're going to swallow like a champ.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go fuck his best friend later that day.
Yeah.
And then the next time you fuck your boyfriend, you're going to set it up and you're going to start watching it as he's fucking you from behind so he can get a good view too. And be like, this is my favorite one to watch. How about you? Merry fucking Christmas, bitch.
That would be crazy.
I'm just in shock at
that would break my heart.
I knew the daddy gang had stories, but I didn't realize this is awful shit.
That's horrible.
That's fucking bad.
That would
break
my heart. Like, I would actually be so defeated.
I want to just thank you for coming on, because I think that the daddy gang needed a little reminder. Like, you don't need a boyfriend. You have Harry.
Yeah, you need me.
And Harry, no, literally, we do need more of you. And that is why Harry is coming out with his podcast, Boyfriend Material.
I can't believe we finally get to say it. Yeah, okay, guys, she's such a boss. She knows everything. She's on every call. And we're putting little pirate hats on the calls.
No, I'm going to post those. You guys, Harry and I doing business together.
It's so silly.
I'm scared. But it's been so fun. And I'm so happy that we're doing this together. And I truly... wouldn't say this if I didn't mean it. Like, the daddy gang is going to have so much fun. We have Madeline Mondays,
yeah,
Harry Tuesdays,
Daddy
Wednesdays.
That's so weird. Say
that. Earl Thursdays.
Yeah.
Who's going to fill the Friday slot?
Skrillex.
We'll figure it out. What? What? Daddy Gang, we love you so much. Thank you for coming on, Daddy.